May 3rd through the 9th. Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 46 through 48. Seek ye earnestly the best gifts. As you read Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 46 through 48, write down impressions you receive. Then you might ask, as Elder Richard G. Scott suggested, is there more I should know? From To Acquire Spiritual Guidance, Ensigner Liahona, November 2009. As Parley P. Pratt, Oliver Cowdery, Ziba Peterson, and Peter Whitmer Jr. left Kirtland and moved on to other fields of labor, they left over 100 converts who had plenty of zeal but little experience or direction. There were no instructional handbooks, no leadership training meetings, no broadcasts of General Conference. In fact, there weren't even very many copies of the Book of Mormon to go around. Many of these new believers had been drawn to the restored gospel by the promise of marvelous manifestations of the Spirit, especially those they knew about from studying the New Testament. See, for example, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 11. Soon, some unusual expressions of worship, including falling to the ground or writhing like a snake, were introduced into their church meetings. Many found it hard to discern which manifestations were of the Spirit and which were not. Seeing the confusion, Joseph Smith prayed for help. The Lord's answer is equally valuable today when people often reject or ignore the things of the Spirit. The Lord revealed that spiritual manifestations are real and clarified what they are, gifts from a loving Heavenly Father, given for the benefit of those who love Him and keep all His commandments. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 46, Verse 9. Ideas for Personal Scripture Study. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 46, Verses 1 through 6. All earnest seekers are welcome to worship in the Lord's Church. Meetings of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints should be among the most welcoming and inspiring gatherings in the world. How does the Lord counsel us in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 46, Verses 1 through 6, to receive those who attend our meetings? Do your friends and people in your neighborhood feel welcome at your ward's worship services? What are you doing to make your church meetings places that people want to return to? Ponder how your efforts to follow the Holy Ghost in church meetings can affect your experience. See also 3 Nephi, chapter 18, verses 22 through 23, Moroni, chapter 6, verses 5 through 9. Welcome, video comeuntochrist.org. Religious Enthusiasm Among Early Ohio Converts, from Revelations in Context, pages 105 through 111. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 46, verses 7 through 33. God has given spiritual gifts to bless His children. The early saints believed in spiritual gifts, but needed some guidance about their purpose. As you study about gifts of the Spirit using Doctrine and Covenants, Section 46, verses 7 through 33, ponder why it is important that you always remember for what they are given. See verse 8. Consider how these verses apply to this statement from Elder Robert D. Hales. Quote, "These gifts are given to those who are faithful to Christ. They will help us know and teach the truths of the gospel. They will help us bless others. They will guide us back to our Heavenly Father," end quote, from Gifts of the Spirit, Ensign, February 2002. What else do you learn from these verses about spiritual manifestations? How can these truths help you not be deceived? See verse 8. Ponder what your spiritual gifts are and how you can use them, quote, "for the benefit of the children of God," end quote. See verse 26. If you have a patriarchal blessing, it likely identifies gifts you have been given. See also Gospel Topics, Spiritual Gifts, topics.churchofjesuschrist.org. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 47. The Lord wants His church to keep a history. John Whitmer's calling to keep a history of the church continued a long tradition of record keepers among God's people. See 2 Nephi chapter 29, verses 11 through 12. And Moses, chapter 6, verse 5, Abraham, chapter 1, verses 28 and 31. In fact, the position of church historian and recorder still exists today. Why do you think keeping a history is so important to the Lord? Ponder this as you read his instructions to John Whitmer about this assignment in section 47. Also consider what personal experiences you need to record. For example, what has the Lord taught you that you want preserved? As you ponder these questions, consider this insight from Elder Marlon K. Jensen of the 70, who served as church historian and recorder from 2005 to 2012. Quote, "We keep records to help us remember. We desire to help church members remember the great things God has done for His children. Lessons from the past help us cope with our present and give us hope for our future." End quote. From "There Shall Be a Record Kept Among You," and signed December 2007. To learn more about the work currently being done under the direction of the church historian, visit history.churchofjesuschrist.org. Ideas for family scripture study and home evening. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 46, Verses 2 through 6. What can we do as a family to ensure that others feel welcome at our church meetings? See also 3 Nephi, Chapter 18, Verses 22 through 23. The picture that accompanies this outline could add to this discussion. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 46, Verses 7 through 26. What spiritual gifts do we see in each other? How can those gifts bless our family? Doctrine and Covenants, Section 47. How can you encourage your family to record their personal histories throughout the week? You could share some entries from your personal journal or share a story about an ancestor. See FamilySearch.org. Some families set aside a few minutes each week for everyone to write in their journals. You might provide some journal prompts like, "What happened this week that you would like your grandchildren to know about?" Or, "How did you see the Lord's hand in your life this week?" Young children could draw pictures of their experiences, or you could record them telling their stories. What blessings come from keeping a regular history? See verse 1. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 48. The saints in Ohio were commanded to share their land with those who were moving to Ohio from the eastern United States. What can we share to meet the needs of others? For more ideas for teaching children, see this week's outline in Come Follow Me for Primary. Suggested song, "Have I Done Any Good?" Hymns number 223. Improving our teaching. Use stories and examples. The Savior often used stories and parables to teach gospel principles. Think of examples and stories from your own life that can make a gospel principle come alive for your family. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 22.